grandpa wanted to kill a calf, and just killed it.
Do we do that now?
No, don't do nothing now. Get the money and spend it. I make the money now, but I can't keep it.
I couldn't
make it then. And I don't know. I like it now better than I did then. I do get to handle a little money, but...
Well, that still don't mean nothing, just handling it when you're working for the other fellow.
I had a brand new car.
Making for the other fellow, Uncle Mal, you still ain't done
nothing. Yeah, but I'll get the toad in a little while.
At least you're going to feel it, Don. At least you got now, your hands.
Now, that's, yeah. Them days, I had a brand new car, and I made about 5 cents worth of gas a week. That's all I could buy. Of course, I'd get 15 cents a gallon. And I'd go to town every Saturday and take my eggs and my cream and go to the mill and all this stuff back home.
That ain't today.
Go to church.
That was on Tommy's.
Yeah. I couldn't visit none on Sunday. I couldn't have enough money left for enough cash. Wife go to church.
Can't visit now because you ain't got enough money to buy gas that way.
That's right.
It's a whole lot that way.
When did you first get your car?
He bought a T model.
Did he?
I
never
riding in his old T model.
First night one was a T model.
I kept T-Model a long time.
I believe we owned one in 22.
The first night I bought it in 1922. I bought a brand new one in 25.
You have $700 for it.
Huh?
What is $700?
$350.
Brand new.
$350.
Now, if you buy,
bought it from Dr. Holly's daddy and Holly and Goldie. You know Dr. Holly, doctor?
Well, when it wouldn't run, you used Baylor Warren make it run. That's what you said. We used to take Baylor
Warren. Well, I tell you, you had to use Baylor Warren on everything long about then.
And $350, what I get for it. Didn't have no starter. Nothing on it. I had to buy one cheap, you see. I could.
Well, what were roads like then, back then? Mostly dirt,
well,
I suppose.
It was all dirt roads then. Since I bought this place in 52, I seen them pull a school bus down that hill over yonder. Couldn't come down it. And them in a bus.
My children walked more out of that over there to catch the bus. When I first moved over there, there wasn't a road through there. There's a bus that come through and hardly a wagon. And they walked from there a while and then they walked way up here across the road. To finish that's how they got their schooling.
Well, the schooling I got was walking.
Beauty lived right up here on the road one time, right up here at the top of the hill. And I had a new pickup truck. My boys are both grown, and we couldn't even get home with the truck. They wanted to go, and boy, they leave that truck over there at the road and walk from around the mud and go into Hughes' house and dress and then go on.
That's right.
What wouldn't they do here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You
want
well, I go.
Well, we'll see you.
I'll
guess I'll be away long enough.
But if you can, now don't neglect your own work.
Well, I don't want any Cecil's furnace to get wet. I don't care about you, but I don't want any Cecil's furnace
to
get wet.
No, I know you don't. I don't want this.
But I don't want any Cecil's furnaces to get wet.
Yeah, well, no, that won't do.